Hey, Bible readers, I'm Tara Lee Cobble, and I'm your host for the Bible Recap. Yesterday closed with a plague, and today opened with God talking to Moses and Eleazar, the new high priest now that his father Aaron has died. God tells them to take a census. Why do we need another one of these? Because it's been 38 years since the last census, and there have been a lot of new deaths and a lot of new births in the meantime. They needed the updated numbers since they were about to enter the Promised Land, and the leaders also verified that there were no people remaining from the first census other than Caleb and Joshua and their families. If you remember from Numbers 14, that was one of the prerequisites for entering the Promised Land. All the old generation had to die off. At the end of the census, they confirm this. God tells Moses and Eleazar how to divide the land he's giving them, and he says to give larger plots of land to larger tribes and smaller plots of land to smaller tribes. And again, he reiterates that the Levites will be given no inheritance of the land because God himself was their inheritance. In chapter 27, we hit a unique situation. Zelophehad had no sons to give his inheritance to before he died, so his five daughters approach Moses and Eleazar for consideration. But before they approach them, they had to argue their case to four other judges first. Remember how Moses' father-in-law Jethro told him to appoint judges over the people to handle things, and only the biggest problems that the judges couldn't solve would be brought to Moses? That's how these five women got there. They make their case and ask for land. Moses takes this request to God, and God says they're right. He orders Moses to give them what would have belonged to their father. Not only that, but God makes this a new law. The request of these five women and their persistence about it all showed they truly believed God when he said he was giving the Israelites the land, and they didn't want to be left out. Then God pulls Moses aside and lets him know the news. He's about to die, just as God promised him. God tells him he'll get to see the Promised Land from the top of the mountain where he'll die. God will reveal the promise fulfilled, but Moses won't get to enter it. Don't feel too sorry for him, though. I'm pretty sure he won't be missing it where he's headed. Then, despite how horrible these people have been to Moses over the past 40 years, he pleads with God to appoint a new leader for them, so they won't be like sheep without a shepherd. God commands Moses to commission Joshua, his assistant, for this role. And in front of Eleazar, the new high priest, Moses lays his hands on Joshua and establishes him as his successor. Where did you see God's character in what we read today? What was your God shot? For me, it was in God's response to the five daughters of Zelophehad. We've seen a lot of compassion and generosity on his part, but I also think there's something very reasonable about this. Was this compassionate and generous? Absolutely. But it was also reasonable. I'm occasionally accused of being too rational, of subtracting emotions from decision-making processes. And while I'm learning to move more toward the middle where I can incorporate both logic and emotion, I find it really comforting that our God strikes the perfect balance of both. I want to get to that place, and the Spirit serves as a good guide for me. Yes, of course, he's where the truth is, Tara Lee, but also, he's where the joy is. We're running a contest throughout this month, and all you have to do to enter is rate and review us on the platform where you listen. Five-star reviews are our favorite and most encouraging, obviously. If you can't review on your platform, pop over to iTunes and review it there instead. Then screenshot your review, share it on your social media, and tag us. We will randomly select an entry to win a copy of my book, Kiss the Wave, which is a whole big book of personal God shots from a 2-year period of my life. It's a spiritual memoir, and the title comes from Charles Spurgeon's quote, "I have learned to kiss the wave that strikes me against the rock of ages." And if you've already reviewed, thank you. You're still eligible to enter. Just screenshot your review and then share it in a story or post on social media and tag us. We'd love to include you in the contest. The last day to enter is the end of the month. The Bible Recap is brought to you by D Group, discipleship and Bible study groups that meet in homes and churches around the world each week.